بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت سفیان ثوری رحمت اللہ علیہ ماتے تھے، ہم نے ایسے لوگ دیکھے ہیں جو دوا تھے اور لوگ ان سے شفا حاصل کرتے تھے. حضرت سفیان ثوری رحمت اللہ علیہ says that I have seen such people who were medicine and people would gain cure from them. He's referring to the time he was amongst the Tabi'in, the Tabi'in. He's referring, the Tabi'in are those who saw the Sahaba and were in the company of the Sahaba. So they were his ustads. So he said, I have seen such people, them such awliya, that they were a cure for the sicknesses of people. Right? He's referring to the spiritual sicknesses, the sicknesses, the ailments of the nafs, the evils of the nafs. And people would be cured by them when sitting in their company and listening to their bayans and to their talks. People would reform themselves. That was because of the nuraniyat in their hearts, the purity of the hearts, the taqwa, the sincerity. Then when an alim, or a buzruk, a sheikh, he has sincerity, khalas, and his nur and taqwa in him, then the people benefit from his discourses, from his waaz, from his bayan. People benefit. And he says, لیکن آج کل لوگ ایسی بیماری بن گئے ہیں جس کی کوئی دوا نہیں. And if I say today, now again, this is about 1200 years ago, he says today, the people are referring now to the sheikhs, and the people who were called Sufis and Murshids, spiritual guides, he's referring to them now. And he says, but today they themselves suffer from such ailments, leave alone curing others, they are unable to cure themselves. Because they lack in sincerity, when an alim lacks in sincerity, then no matter how much textual knowledge he may have, no matter how eloquently he may express himself and be a great orator, it will only enter by the one ear and will exit by the other ear. It will not penetrate into the hearts of the people. There is no barakat in the talk, in the nasihat of such a person, of such an alim, who is not a ba'amal. Now he himself, he does not practice on what he is preaching. His talks are only there to gain name and to gain fame and to attract the attention of the people. For his eyes are on the money of the people, on the donations and the contributions. So he will now speak in order to please the people. And now this is even worse. They not only speak without ikhlas, they find excuses to make halal what Allah Ta'ala has made haram. They misinterpret the ayat and the ahadith, and they cancel out the 14 centuries, ahkam, the laws of the Sharia, and they make halal what Allah Ta'ala has made haram. So in other words, they are shayateen in human form. That's what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, comes to the Quran Sharif also, shayateen in human form. Hazrat Hammad bin Zayd rahmatullahi alayhi farmate the, ke main Malik bin Dinar ki mulaqat ko gaya. Hazrat Hammad bin Zayd rahmatullahi alayhi says, I went to meet Hazrat Malik bin Dinar. He was also of the same era. I went to meet as a Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi. Maine dekha ke unke samne ek kutta baitha hai. I saw insan, he was sitting a dog. It wasn't his own dog. To keep a dog is haram unless it's a watchdog or a sheep dog. But pet dogs are not permissible. The malaika flee from that house where there is a dog. So there must have been a stray dog there. The dog was sitting there. A stray dog sitting there, they wouldn't chase the dog away. It's Allah Ta'ala's makhluk. And as said, these awliya, they believe themselves to be more contemptible than a dog also. So they cannot muster up that courage to chase the dog away. So Hamad bin Zayd Rahman says, when I arrived at the place of Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, was a very great alim, Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, alim, buzruk, Sufi was a mufassir, muhaddith, faqih, everything, all branches of knowledge, he was an expert. So when I saw this dog sitting near to him, maine use hatana chaha. See, I made an attempt to chase the dog away. So unhone farmaya, eh Hamad, jani do. So he stopped me. He said, oh Hamad, leave the dog. Don't chase it away. Ye us hamnashin se acha hai, jo mere paas logo ki ghibat kare. This dog is a better companion by me, yeah, than other people coming and indulging in ghibat of others. Come and sit and talk. Come and tell stories about others. So this dog is better. He does not harm me in any way. So leave the dog alone, the thing. He's a better companion than a person that comes and speaks ghibat. That is the reality. Ghibat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ghibat ashadu min az-zina. The ghibat, it is worse than zina. And the person who speaks ghibat and the person who listens to ghibat, they are in the same category. So when a person, your friend, relative, come and speak ghibat, understand thing about others, it is your duty, Amr bin Maruf, Nahya al Munkar, to command righteousness and to prevent evil. It is your duty to politely explain to that person that this is ghibat and it's worse than zina also. And if you are unable to do that, the minimum is that you should excuse yourself from that gathering, from that meeting of that person, and move out. Otherwise, you will also come under the same, you will be in the same category, and the same, the lanat and the ghadab of Allah Ta'ala will settle on the one who listens also to the ribat.